all new vehicles with a lifetime powertrain warranty. Granger Nissan is not just in the car business, they're in the people business. Stop by Granger Nissan of Anderson on 3510 Clemson Boulevard.
Stay in bounds, Clemson students, faculty, staff, and IPTE members. You can join Founders Federal Credit Union with convenient services like the Founders app with mobile deposit, Founders online, and you'll spend less time in our office and more time cheering your Clemson Tigers. For product information, visit foundersfcu.com. Not a Founders member? Well, visit relaxjoinfounders.com to see if you qualify for a membership. Founders Federal Credit Union is federally insured by NCUA and a proud partner of Clemson Athletics.
The concept behind the Husqvarna line of automatic robotic mowers comes straight out of nature. The principle of the grazing animal. The grass is cut a little and often. Easley Lawn and Garden invites you to see the revolutionary Husqvarna auto mower. Available in six models for every type of lawn. A Husqvarna auto mower from Easley Lawn and Garden leaves you with a great looking lawn every day of the week and allows you to do other things while mowing the lawn for you. Once you've purchased your Husqvarna auto mower from Easley Lawn and Garden, their team can assist you with getting started. Husqvarna robotic lawnmowers are the number one selling auto mower worldwide, in use throughout Europe for years. Now they're taking the U.S. by storm. Get your Husqvarna auto mower today at Easley Lawn and Garden, your local Husqvarna dealer for nearly 40 years. Veteran and family owned and operated. 312 South Pendleton Street, Easley. Online at easleylawn.com.
Springtime is almost here. It's the perfect time to tackle the next job on your list. And AutoZone has the free services to help you do it. With the AutoZone Rewards Program, members get more, like a $20 reward every time you spend $20 or more five times. And right now, get 5 quarts of Pennzoil Platinum Full Synthetic or Full Synthetic High Mileage Motor Oil and an STP Extended Life Oil Filter for $17.99 after a $15 AutoZone gift card by mail. Let us help you at more than 5,600 locations nationwide. See terms at AutoZone.com/rewards. Restrictions and details in store.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We are WCCP 105.5 The Roar. If Jeffrey Simmons was healthy, my first three picks in the NFL draft would be non-quarterback would be Bosa 1, Allen 2, and Jeffrey Simmons 3. My fourth pick would be Quinnen Williams. I would have Simmons above Williams if he was healthy. But, of course, he's not, so it's sort of a moot point. On the healthier text line, I get, what up? What's up, Walt? How about Wofford being ranked in top 25 for the first time ever? Undefeated and a good soak on this team. Very capable of busting a bracket. I don't know if that's from SoCon John or who that's from. But yeah, absolutely. I mean, Wofford has had an incredible year. The SoCon has had an incredible year. Quite honestly, that league deserves two teams in the tournament. It really does. I mean, I think Wofford and Furman both belong in the tournament. And it's been a great, it may be the best year in the modern era, however you define era, for SoCon. You know, and an era is usually defined by something that happens in it. But I would say that in the modern era, it hasn't been better than this. And so, yeah, no, it's incredible achievement. And Wofford is a very, very dangerous team. No question about it. We're going to get to some college basketball a little bit later today. But for now, you can get in right now if you want. John has left the premises. 654-767. You want to join the conversation. I know people are asking me questions on the text line about the draft. By the way, it was a great weekend for Clemson Athletics. Amanda Butler's team won. The baseball team swept. And obviously it started with the men's basketball team getting a much-needed win over Boston College. Texas, not enough talk about Albert Huggins. What are your thoughts on him, and what round are you thinking? The problem for Albert Huggins is he is he's an eligible player in the deepest defensive line draft that we've seen. And a lot of it will depend on how the other guys come off the board. Historically speaking, defensive tackles tend to slide. They tend not to go as highly as most people think they would. Now, there are exceptions, but in general, they slide. And if this group starts sliding, then it would push a guy like Albert Huggins back further. I mean, right now, I see him as a round five type of player. I think he's a good football player. I think it's just going to depend on what happens before him. And as of today, in terms of how the Clemson players will come off the board, player one will be either Wilkins or Farrell. Player two will be the other. And then player three is going to be close between Trayvon Mullen and Dexter Lawrence. It's just going to depend whether a team needs a cornerback or whether a team needs an odd front nose. So there's that. Tester asks, which team or teams do you think will move up in front of the New York Giants to draft a quarterback? That's the question about Haskins. I wrote earlier today on Twitter that a couple of my Daniel Jones tweets, which was one of them was the notion that Daniel Jones is the most, quote, pro-ready of the top four quarterbacks is laughable. Stop with the Cutcliffe talk. Jones completed 57% the last 2 years. Actually, I think it's 58%, but neither here nor there. The last two seasons in a short passing game offense. If you mean he has more college experience, played more games, true, and he hasn't improved. And that's why people keep talking about Cutcliffe. They keep talking wrongly so. Charlie Casserly was discussing this the other day, was discussing the notion that that Daniel Jones is highly accurate. I'm not sure what you're watching, Charlie, because it's just factually wrong. He's not only not highly accurate, but it's absolutely obvious on film that he's not highly accurate. When people talk about this, and I'm going to get back to this question about, who will jump up in front of the Giants. When people talk about Daniel Jones being the most NFL ready, it constantly reverts back to this Cutcliffe talk. Now, if you want to, by most NFL ready, if you mean that he has played more games than a Haskins or a Murray, that's a fact. And historically speaking, Bill Parcells wanted a quarterback to be a college starter for at least 3 years. It was a prerequisite. But the game has changed. The game has changed. That's still advantageous. You'd still rather have that than not, but it's not a deal breaker, nor is it a free pass. The problem with Daniel Jones is having played more time and more games than most of these other quarterbacks at the top of the draft, and having played for David Cutcliffe, he should be an extremely poised and polished thrower of the football, and a guy who can run an offense flawlessly. He is none of those things, which I think speaks to his liabilities. I mean, the fact is David Cutcliffe has not been able to fix him. He is not an accurate thrower of the ball. Now, if you mean by most pro ready that he is polished at some of the elements of ball handling, etc., like how to carry out play action fakes, etc., yes, he is. In those elements, he's very good. It's just the throwing part that's the problem.
Well, you need that.
Yeah, you need that. Exactly. It's just the throwing part. Because, again, he played in an offense that was almost entirely based on the short passing game. He averaged 6 yards an attempt. That's terrible. It's even more terrible when you're completing 58% of your throws at 6 yards an attempt. You're completing 58% of your throws. You better be throwing the ball vertically in this age. Because the truth is that in that offense that Daniel Jones is playing in, he should have completed 73, 74% of his passes. That's where he should have been in that offense. Now, Jimbo writes me, he says, I feel the same way about Haskins. Dude only has to throw screen passes. No. No. Haskins is a vertical thrower of the football, has a big arm, and throws the ball vertically. I mean, what was Haskins' yards per attempt? 10? 11? I mean, it was in there somewhere. I'd have to look it up exactly, but it was in there somewhere. Daniel Jones was 6 for 2 years, 6 for his whole career. And he has not improved. He went from 62% in year one as a starter, this off the top of my head now, to, I want to say, 56 or 57% his second year. And then last year, he just got to 60 based on that game against, who'd they play? Temple, where he threw for like a million yards. He just got to 60. But that's a problem. So, look, the first two quarterbacks in this draft should be Haskins and Murray. The third should be Locke. The distant fourth should be Daniel Jones. And for me, it's a default process. Right. Exactly. Lumbee writes, if you only muster 136 yards against Wake and 7 points, that's bad. Remember, I voiced that a few weeks ago when talking about Daniel Jones. That exact thing. Everybody who played Wake Forest all year put 30 points up on him. Everybody. Except Daniel Jones, who put up 7 and threw for 130 yards against one of the worst defenses in the country. You think he's NFL ready? You think a guy who puts up 7 points against that hideous Wake Forest defense and throws for 130 yards against that team is the most NFL ready? NFL ready to what? I'll tell you what Daniel Jones is. He's a 6'5", 230-pound white guy, and there are still elements of the National Football League that like their quarterbacks that way. So there's that. There's that. Texter asks, is Jones more under center more? Does that make him look more capable? No, because, look, here's the thing. The NFL is 70% shotgun now. You know, the combine's about to begin, and all you're going to hear are these nitwits who say, well, he's got to be able to take snap from under center. Oh, not really, because the league has morphed away from that. And yet these idiots keep saying the same things they were saying 10, 20 years ago. The only good news is I won't have to hear Mike Mayock say that 150 times this year because he won't be there. He's saying it in the Raiders' offices now. Let me get to the phones. You want to get in 654-7627, 654-7627. In answer to the texter's question, I'll get that in a couple minutes about who could move up ahead of the Giants. And there are certainly teams that could because, again, I think there are a lot of teams that, you know, one thing I will say, there may not be as many quarterback needy teams as there normally are because so many teams have done a good job going out and finding their young quarterbacks. James Anderson says Daniel Jones is Charlie Whitehurst 2.0. Yeah, you know, again, he has to prove the vertical element because Charlie Whitehurst could give you that. Big Bad Bob and then Walker. Big Bad Bob.
Hey, Walt.
Bob, how are you?
I feel pretty good today. I've got my voice back. It's driving Mimi crazy, I guess. So I wanted to ask you a couple of questions about the draft. I'm glad you started talking about that. And I want to say go Tigers. I want them in the NCAA tournament. And they had a big win this week. But I hear you talk about Mike Mayock. Do you like him, or is he went to the Raiders? Is he pretty good with the draft? Or
well, I mean,
I think you're the best.
Well, I mean, he's adequate. I mean, I've beat him in the top 100 the last 2 or 3 years.
well, you beat him.
But he's running the Raiders, so yeah. You know, there's that. I mean, I think that, let me put it this way. I think he knows more about college football talent than John Gruden does.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that would be a plus. Well, I wanted to ask you about this Jeremiah guy. At least Peter King, I guess, he calls him the Mike Mayock of the draft or something like that. But Jeremiah says that Daniel Jones has no arm strength and has to work on his
He doesn't. He doesn't.
Yeah,
He has a pedestrian arm. So if Daniel Jeremiah is saying that, Jeremiah was the next scout. If Jeremiah is saying that, he's right. Daniel Jones is a 6'5", 230-pound guy with a pedestrian arm. Now, I'm sorry, he has a pedestrian arm, and he's not accurate. Now, what makes that a top 10 draft pick? I don't have the foggiest idea.
Yeah, that's what he says. He put him like in maybe the fifth quarterback. There must not be any other quarterbacks available. But I'm really trying to study it pretty good this year. But I wanted to ask
I mean,
about
look, I think someone's going to take him. I think someone's going to take him because they're going to believe all this stuff. And I think they're going to take him probably in the first 20 picks because they believe all this stuff. Personally, I have said for a long period of time, because I've been talking about Daniel Jones in this regard for over a year now, personally, I wouldn't draft him in round one, round two, or maybe even round three. I think he's a guy who has some traits, but I don't even love his traits. I mean...
He said his footwork was bad, too, or something like that.
Well, look, he has some polish to some of the elements of playing quarterback, but when people keep referring to Cutcliffe, this is the lunacy of this. Are you drafting Cutcliffe? Or are you drafting the guy that Cutcliffe tutored? Because that's the whole problem with it. These people keep saying the same thing. They keep saying, well, he played for David Cutcliffe. Great. And he didn't produce. That's the point. That's the whole point. He played for Cutcliffe, and he did not improve. That's what you ought to be telling yourself.
Yeah, and I wanted to ask you about my man, Christian Wilkins. I'm reading all I can about the draft, of course, and there's lots of defensive people in the front there, and I heard you talking about Bosa, and with that injury, it looks like everybody still wants him because of the way his brother does, and he's got the same ethic. So maybe the injury's not so bad, but I'm reading stuff like from Christian Wilkins pre-combine that he seems to be the best one of the bunch of Clemson. And some people are saying he can play a lot of spaces on the defensive line. Do you agree with something like that?
Yeah, I mean, I think that he has positional versatility that he's proven at Clemson. So, you know, I think that you can do a lot of things with him. I mean, I think ideally he's probably a five technique in an odd front, but, you know, he's shown that he can do almost anything. I think he's a much better athlete than people understand, and I think he has a high motor as well, you know, and especially in big games. You know, he's a guy that you have to account for in big games. And against the best competition, see, another thing I like about him is he's played well against the best competition he's faced. A lot of guys don't.
Yeah, he seems to fire people up and has leadership skills. Now, the number one question, Murray. I'm reading stuff about the baseball stuff maybe messing him up a little bit, but he's put on some poundage, like 200, some people say 209, 210, 210 pounds.
Now, the highest, the confirmed weights that I heard from two sources were 203. Then there was an additional report that said 206. And I'm starting to wonder, is he eating hot dogs and milkshakes in preparation for the combine? You know, people want to keep inflating him like the Michelin man or something, but I hope it's good weight. I mean, I hope that we're talking about good weight, not not him getting chunky? And until I see him, I won't know the answer to that. But look, that's one of the questions with him because of his size. It's not really his height that's the concern. It's his girth. It's how thick is he? Is he strong enough to take punishment? But having said that, look, to me, he's still one of the top two quarterbacks in the draft. And I think if you actually look at the film, he's probably quarterback one.
Well, that's they talk about Kingsbury or whatever for the Cardinals.
Bob, I have to run. I'm past the break. Thank you, Bob. Walker, I'll come right to you on the other side. Quick break. I'll be back.
Hey guys, this is Michael Thacker with Lakeside Lodge Clemson sales team. If you haven't heard about this project yet, you need to know about it. Lakeside Lodge is Clemson's first condo hotel opening this fall. We still have studios, two bedrooms, and three bedroom condos available, but they are selling fast. Call us today at 864-775-5500 to schedule a visit. You'll want to be part of this. Visit us at our sales office at 906 Tiger Boulevard to secure your spot today.
Are you all in? Show your love for the Tigers everywhere you go with your Clemson debit card. If you bleed orange and purple and want to show your team spirit, get your Clemson debit card today. Not a member? Visit RelaxJointFounders.com or our Clemson office to see if you qualify for membership. So, be all in with your Clemson debit card and show your team spirit today. Founders Federal Credit Union is federally insured by NCUA and a proud partner of the Clemson Tigers.
Hendrick Honda Easley, located in the heart of the upstate at the base of the majestic Blue Ridge Mountains, the perfect location to cruise in your new Honda while enjoying panoramic mountain views. Just a quick drive from anywhere in the upstate, Hendrick Honda Easley's got the charming small-town feel with hidden gems to see and explore along the way. Escape the everyday at HendrickHondaSC.com. Experience the Hendrick Honda difference in person at 4609 Calhoun Memorial Highway. Hendrick Honda Easley, the shining light on top of the hill.
Vehicle repairs can be a painful experience, from shops that overcharge to mechanics who don't know what they're doing. My Garage by Essex, with over 100 years of combined experience, is that vehicle repair shop you've always wanted. Specializing in computer diagnostics and engine repairs with a strong focus on preventative and scheduled maintenance, suspensions, brakes, heating and cooling. Call or stop by My Garage by Essex on Highway 93 in Clemson, 633-5800.
Join us at the third annual Big Splash Sales event at Clemson Marina. Kick off the boating season with the biggest boat sales event of the year with discounts up to $3,000 off select Veranda luxury pontoons, Monterey sports boats, and express fishing boats powered by Yamaha outboards. Enjoy local vendors, kids' entertainment, a catfish fry, and discounted drinks from the grill. We'll see you Saturday, March 9th at Clemson Marina, your authorized Veranda, Express, Monterey, and Yamaha outboards dealer.
You know what's fun? Refunds. And using my tax refund to save big at Family Dollar, where you can save 5, 10, and 20 bucks with Family Dollar smart coupons. This week, 12-pack Pepsi products, buy 3 for $10. Angel Soft bath tissue or Sparkle paper towels, $4.50. And Tide liquid or pods, $2.95 with your Family Dollar smart coupons. Sign up today. Download our app or visit FamilyDollar.com, where Family Dollar is refund.
No one knows sports like Walt knows sports. It's Road Rage with Walt Deptula on 105.5 The Roar.
Well, a hero's work is never done.
Now back to Walt and Ramona.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We're to be CCP 105.5 The Roar. Let me tell you about Carson's Steak Warehouse and Saloon. Carson's is your place for a quick lunch, celebrating a special occasion, or if you just want an incredible dinner. Hand-cut steaks from their in-house butcher. excuse me, fresh baked yeast rolls, grilled teriyaki salmon, fresh strawberry shortcake, double fried chicken wings, open every day, happy hour Monday to Saturday, 4 to 8, discounted appetizers, beer, wine, and cocktails. Try the golden fried catfish sandwich, the filet mignon, the smoked ribs, or as Dexter 940 reminds us daily, Rona, the chili cheese fries.
Yes.
Which we still haven't had, but he's bringing us sometime soon. Carson's is also accepting reservations in their large private dining room for social and corporate events, family or school reunions. Book your reservation today. They handle the rest. View their full menu online, carsonsteakwarehouse.net, carsonsteakwarehouse.net, 226-9400, 226-9400. Call them up. Get in. Tell them I sent you. It's the way it works. Jake says, Tuesday's gone. Excellent. Oh, yeah. We love the Skinnerd. Walker, what's going on?
Not much. I want to tell you about the Mustache Man. They got him projected like 213 in the mock draft. Gardner Minshew.
Yeah, yeah.
What do you think about him as a quarterback?
I think that he's a product of Mike Leach's system. And just like so many others before him have, Mike Leach takes average guys with average talent and turns them into 5,000-yard passers. Now, the one thing I will say is Leach favors accuracy. And the one thing that Minshew has been pretty good at this year was his accuracy. And that's why he still has a chance. But he's a little guy. He doesn't have a big arm. So there are a lot of things working against him from a pro standpoint.
Yeah, his accuracy, he completed more passes than some of them attempted. And his percentage-wise was right up there with Tyler Murray's. I think it was like 0.9 worse than Tyler Murray's. I mean, he can sling the ball just everywhere. He's got a quick release on him, too.
Yeah, you know, but I watched him at the Senior Bowl, and he really struggled. He struggled in the game. I think he went 1 for 8. He didn't help himself in that setting away from Leach's offense. And I think that's going to be the question for him moving forward. I hope he makes it. The kid's got some character to him. It's a likable story. I hope he makes it somewhere. I don't envision him ever being a starting quarterback in the National Football League.
Yeah, I hope he makes it too. I know a lot of them said Lamar Jackson wouldn't, but I said, just give him the ball. Let him do what he normally does. Just sling it, you know, and run it.
Yep.
You know, let him call the plays.
Exactly, Walker.
Yeah. Have a good talk.
Thank you, Walker. Same here. Good job. Texas says Ramona could be at least a 3,000-yard passer in Mike Leach's system. Yeah, I mean, this is what he does. And you know, it's funny, Ramona. You know, it's the Lucy pulling the football thing. Meaning that every new 5,000-yard passer Leach produces, these idiots run to their keyboards and they write stories about, oh, you know, this guy's going to be a round one draft pick. Luke Falk was going to be a round one draft pick. As we told you, he couldn't throw a football 50 yards. He was never going to be a round one draft pick. You know, and we've seen it time and time again. None of these guys are NFL material. Leach has never had a quarterback who is NFL material. I mean, imagine if he did. I think part of him likes this. I think part of him likes the fact he can just take some guy basically off the street and turn him into a 5,000-yard passer.
He loves that.
Yeah.
Doing that.
Yeah. You know, and
test himself or whatever.
Yeah, and he is looking for different things. He's not concerned about, you know, the 6'5", 230-pound guy. He's not concerned whether the quarterback can run all around. What he is primarily looking for is accuracy. And we're going to have him on again, and we'll ask him that question. We'll ask him what trait he is most concerned about in his offense. And I know his answer is accuracy. I heard him say it recently. But, I mean, that's been obvious anyway. But for that, because it's a timing-based offense, and he's looking for a quarterback to get the ball out of his hands and to be accurate with it, it doesn't require a huge arm. This kid from Eastern Washington doesn't have a huge arm. He's Gardner Minshew 2.0. Zach says, I'd love to see what Mike Leach could have done with Drew Locke. He certainly would have made him better. He certainly would have made him better. There's no question about that. I mean, this is what Leach does. And, you know, and Locke has a strong arm. Locke has, see, the problem with Locke is When you watch Lockett at his best, he looks like a top 10 NFL quarterback. Big, pretty good athlete, big arm, an arm that's improved as much from his freshman year to his last year as any I've seen. Because when I saw him come in as a freshman, I didn't think he'd ever play in the NFL. He was a four-star guy. He couldn't throw a football more than like 20 yards. I mean, everything was short and quick and had to be. He had no arm strength whatsoever. But he's a guy who has dramatically improved his arm strength over the course of his career to the point where his arm strength now is a plus. In fact, the worst arm of the quarterbacks at the top of the draft, meaning Haskins, Locke, Murray, Jones, is Jones. And he's 6'5", 230 pounds. You know, Locke's issues are not related to his arm. As Zach correctly says, he has bad footwork sometimes. He does. He also makes a lot of mental errors, which the hope was that that bringing in Derek Dooley and trying to balance the offense more with a little more running would help alleviate some of his mistakes. And I think to a degree it did. There's still something about Drew Locke that I'm just not sure about. But I think he has at least the traits, the physical skills to play the position. Now, let me put it this way. If you could take Daniel Jones, if you could cut Daniel Jones's head off him, you know, like young Frankenstein style.
Oh, yeah.
And sew it on to Drew Locke, then I think you'd have a top five NFL quarterback. But unfortunately, you can't do that. And so I find both guys somewhat lacking. I personally think that Locke is going before Jones. Because I've said it all along, I just don't view Locke, or I just don't view Jones as a round one draft pick. Now, Haskins, there's a lot to like about Haskins. Now, people say, well, you know, he's more of a traditional passer. He's more of a pocket passer. Well, he is. That doesn't mean it can't work. He's not a runner, unless you ask Stephen A. Smith. But he's much more of a traditional pocket passer. But he has quiet feet. He moves around in the pocket. I've watched him slide up in the pocket and keep his focus downfield and make throws. And the thing is, he's really only had a year's worth of starting experience. So he's not a guy who's been the starter, not played a lot collegiately. That's my one concern. There's an Akili Smith element to Haskins. In fact, if you go back and watch the collegiate film of Akili Smith, he looked very much like Haskins, and his problem was fundamentally the same thing. He really only played 1 year of football. And then he got drafted into a cesspool, and he went right down with them because he just didn't have enough playing experience. Well, in this case, you know, you hope for Haskins' sake that he gets into a solid system. Texas says, how did Will Grier drop like a rock in the draft? Because in Senior Bowl week, he did not throw the ball very well. His arm strength became a significant question during Senior Bowl week. I don't think it's so much his arm strength, which isn't elite by any means. It's fairly pedestrian. I think his footwork at times is bad. You know, the ball that he threw that, as I recollect, he was rolling left and Hunter Renfrow worked all the way across the field, and Renfrow wound up leaping up into the air and making a catch on a ball. I mean, that's a good play by Renfrow, but that's really a terrible throw by Will Grier. I mean, that's basically a punt that anybody could have caught and had fundamentally nothing on it. You can't do that in the National Football League. And so I think there's a thought process that Grier is sort of a wild child with a pedestrian arm. And I think there's some truth to that. Moving forward through the combine pro day, Will Grier has a lot to prove. He is going to have to demonstrate to scouts that he can make NFL caliber throws on a consistent basis, because that's what's hurting him now. In fact, you know, there may be people who like Ryan Finley more than him. You know, remember, at one point, McShay had Finley as the number one quarterback in the draft. which was utterly laughable because the guy that Finley, the comp for Finley is Luke Falk. That's who Finley is reminiscent of. He's about the same size, has about the same arm strength, is accurate on the short and underneath passing game, and maybe even intermediate. But anything beyond that, he struggles. And Finley will get the ball out, and he does look fairly accurate in the short and intermediate passing game. You know, listen, he could be an answer for a backup quarterback in a place like New England, but I personally think that at the pro level, arm strength is not a luxury. It's a prerequisite. You just have to have it. Now, it may not be priority one, but it's on the list. It's on the list. You may believe that accuracy is number one, but arm strength is still on the list. And again, it's not a luxury. It's an absolute. You have to have arm strength to play the quarterback position at the National Football League level successfully for any period of time. And that's why all these guys who come out who didn't fail. The Cade McDowns, the Matt Leinarts, they just didn't have adequate arm strength. And, you know, when you look at this particular draft, I have Drew Lock, who has arm strength. I have Dwayne Haskins, who has arm strength. I have Kyler Murray, who at 5'9" actually has arm strength. And then I've got guys who don't. I have Daniel Jones, Ryan Finley, Will Greer. I have three guys who fundamentally lack the type of arm strength that is normally typical to play that position successfully at the next level. Let me tell you about George Coleman Ford. Listen, there is no dealership like George Coleman Ford. For 90 years, they've been doing it the right way, treating people the right way. This is George Coleman Ford. It's just a special place. And if you go read the reviews, they're endless, and they all talk about how they're treated, how they're not directed to things they're not interested in, how George Coleman Ford is never trying to push them towards anything. That's what all these recent reviews have had as a theme, Ramona. The constant reviews that say, look, they only did what I wanted. They never pushed me towards anything. And every one of these people finds that very different from their normal experience. This person, whose name is Michael, writes, it's been over 6 months since my car door was repaired at the body shop, and I'm still incredibly pleased with every aspect of my experience. Gary and everyone, including the guy who cleaned my window, were helpful and pleasant to work with. I was a little concerned about dealing with a facility over 30 minutes away, but I'm glad I did. The on-site rental made it convenient. I got the rental car that I wanted. I'm pretty particular about paint color matching and blending well, and I'm very happy with their work. So here's someone who took his vehicle to George Coleman Ford because he needed body work on his vehicle, and he loved the service that he got.
And matching paint is hugely important.
Right, and he loved everybody he dealt with. This is George Coleman Ford. Texture says, how would you compare Trevor Lawrence's arm strength to the guys entering the draft? It's better than any of the guys in this year's draft. Walt up to the road rage, quick break. We'll be right back.
Once again, the Tigers get ready for another midweek clash in Doug Kingsmore Stadium. This time they face off against East Tennessee State. Monty Lee and his Tigers look to once again defend home field in yet another pivotal game on the road to Omaha. First pitch is at 4 p.m. with a broadcast beginning 30 minutes prior right here on the Clemson Tigers Network.
Catch all the action from first pitch to the last out right here on the flagship station for Clemson Athletics, WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Book your next party at Carson Steakhouse in Anderson with a large private dining room to suit all of life's celebrations, corporate and social group events. Host a family or school reunion to remember. Book your reservation and they handle the rest. Double fried chicken wings, fresh baked yeast rolls, hand-cut steaks, grilled teriyaki salmon, and fresh strawberry shortcake, just to name a few delicious menu items. Make your reservation today. Call 226-9400. Again, that's 226-9400. Carson Steakhouse, Anderson.
Sunday dinner specials for just $7.99 with 9 entrees to choose from and 20 side items. Plus the best fried chicken ever to cross your lips. The Chicken Basket on Highway 24 in Anderson. Call us at 226-3242.
Roosters Men's Grooming Center believes a man deserves a space of his own when it comes to grooming. Roosters offers the charm and comfort of a classic American barbershop, but updated to accommodate the 21st century man. Our professional stylists and barbers will make sure you receive the customized barbershop experience through classic haircuts, shaves, and products that reaffirm what it means to look and feel great. Roosters at the Plaza on Pelham. Book your appointment today at 884-8920. Quag here for Hendrick Honda Easley. I've owned my Accord for several years, and I can tell you a Honda's the way to go. Hendrick Honda Easley has been in business 25 years, offering their customers a fair, fast, easy, and transparent experience. After you've purchased your new or pre-owned vehicle from Hendrick Honda Easley, believe me, their staff from service to finance is behind you 100%. See Hendrick Honda Easley online at HendrickHondaSC.com or in person at 4609 Calhoun Memorial Highway.
See how easy it is to turn your backyard into a fun yard with a custom home pool or vinyl pool from Aqua Pool Care. Imagine relaxing on your tanning ledge, overlooking cascading waterfalls, highlighted by custom LED lighting. Aqua Pool Care offers financing on your new virtually maintenance-free pool. Get that eco-friendly saltwater pool you've been dreaming about. Call the best builder in the upstate, Aqua Pool Care, at 508-1885. That's 508-1885. Make your yard fun.
In the center of it all lies a crown jewel of Anderson, the Anderson Sports and Entertainment Center. Adventure awaits at the KidVenture Playground. There's 64 acres for sports, including 7 ball fields, 3 soccer fields, 8 tennis courts, and miles of hiking paths. A 10,000-seat amphitheater, and the county's largest ballroom and seating for up to 3,200 spectators. Hosting a private event? Look no further than the Anderson Sports and Entertainment Center. In the center of it all, go to AndersonEvents.com.
Credit products are made by WebBank. Rates and terms vary based on credit history. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
How did I get into credit card debt? A trip to the emergency room.
Car repairs.
Moving expenses.
There's a million ways to get into credit card debt, but one sure way to start getting out. Avant. Avant offers access to online unsecured loans from $2,000 to $35,000 at competitive rates and no extra charges for paying back early. Over 500,000 customers have experienced the convenience of a loan through Avant. No wonder Avant has an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. The application takes minutes, and if approved by 4:30 p.m. Central Time Monday through Friday, funds are deposited as soon as the next business day. And now Avant will also give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after your first payment is made on time. To check your loan options and to get this special radio offer, go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 1919 when applying. That's AVANT.com, promo code 1919. Avant.com, code 1919.
No one's better than Walt Deptula. Just ask him. It's Road Rage on 105.5 The Roar.
Oh, that's hilarious. You should be on TV.
Now, back to Walt and Ramona.
Test writes off subject, but what do you think of the ending of the Tennessee and LSU game? Well, it turns out that the official who was officiating that game in 2014, one of the officials, I should say, was found smiling and holding up a shirt or wearing a shirt, I forget, that said Go Tigers, G-E-A-U-X, the Louisiana version of Go. So it would appear he's a LSU fan, and he made the critical call in the Tennessee-LSU game, the foul on Grant Williams. You know, that play was a loose ball. I would not have blown the whistle. I can see why some officials might have. I would not have blown the whistle in that circumstance. I just don't think there was a competitive advantage. I thought guys were going for the ball, and there was like a head bump or something of the sort that involved Williams. And But I do think, given what this official, and he's worked in the league for 19 years, so you know, he's established some sort of respect level, but still, it's not a good look. And the league has already acknowledged that it's not a good look, and that they, you know, that you can't have an official tweeting or on social media demonstrating the favors one side or another.
No, not at all.
So
that's crazy.
Yeah, it was not a good situation. On the other hand, you know, LSU played without their best player, and Reed didn't play well either. So for them to win the game says something about where they are at this point. You know, Grant Williams, two times late in that game, he catches the ball in the middle of the lane and he spin dribbles and lays it in with his left hand. And in so doing, who he is, it's like an epiphany. Who he is came to mind. I mean, who his comp is. And that is Adrian Dantley. Grant Williams is Adrian Dantley. Now, he may not quite have the caboose that Adrian Dantley did, but he plays the same way in the lane. Dantley had that same little spin dribble, and then he would lay it in too. And that's who Grant Williams sort of reminds me of. He's a little Adrian Dantley-like. You know, he's not the biggest guy in the world. He's, you know, he's supposed to be a post player at 6'7", if he's that. But, you know, he's so skilled. And he's a lot like Dantley. He gets the ball in the lane. He can score a myriad of ways. Zach writes, how feisty is Rick Barnes? This guy will defend his program to the death. I love it. Maybe him and Dickie V should fight. LOL. Yeah, I mean, you know, Barnes has always been that way. He seems to have settled down a little at Tennessee. But, yeah, I mean, look, if the Tennessee fans want to complain about the outcome of that, I think they have a right to. I mean, again, that doesn't mean that you would have won. I mean, and quite honestly, given who LSU was missing, you should have won. You probably should have won, but you didn't really put yourself in position to do so. Tennessee is going through a bit of a flat spot, which is sort of the wrong time to be going through a flat spot. You know, you want to be playing your best basketball now. We'll see whether the Vols can find it coming down the stretch, but you know, look, I still think the Vols are one of the teams that can win the national title. You know, I still think they're like 6-7 teams. Michigan State had a big win over Michigan. I don't believe in Michigan at all. I'm not sure I believe in Michigan State at all. I still have doubts about the Big Ten as a whole. I just don't buy the league. I don't think it's been very good all year. I don't think Michigan is an elite team. I'm not sure Michigan State is an elite team. You know, and people keep talking about Tom Izzo. Tom Izzo hasn't won anything in forever. You know, I saw this stuff the other day about, well, Michigan State beating Michigan proves Izzo just totally outcoached John Beilein. Not really. I mean, honestly, the guy who's advanced his team more in recent years between the two of them is Beilein. Beilein's been there. Beilein has sniffed it. Izzo's team don't even really seem to come close anymore. And so I'm not ready to buy into him or buy into anybody from that league. Right now, I don't think any of those teams is a Final Four team. I just don't. I don't think any of them are good enough. I think they're all about even. And I think Wisconsin, Michigan State, I think those teams are all about even, but I don't love any of them. I mean, I don't think any of them are Final Four material. I don't think any of them are Gonzaga or Virginia or Duke or North Carolina or, you know, on and on. Kentucky, LSU. I think LSU's dangerous. Maybe even more dangerous than I've been saying for weeks. You know, I put LSU the other day. We were having this conversation. We'll get back to the football in a minute. We're having this conversation, and I think I listed LSU as sort of like my dark horse team to potentially win the national title. They could make the Final Four easily. They have a lot of answers. And they have great guard play when Waters is healthy. that's a dangerous basketball team that I'm not even sure they know how good they are or can be. If LSU is in the Final Four, I will not be surprised at all. And in fact, you know, we don't know how the brackets are going to shape up at this point, but I could absolutely see myself advancing LSU. I mean, I think Kentucky, LSU, Tennessee out of the SEC. Honestly, I think those three teams are better than any team in the Big Ten. I like all three of those teams better than any team in the Big Ten. So there's that. I mean, I think that those teams, I think those three SEC teams have a real chance to be there in the end. I think that at least three ACC teams have a chance to be there in the end. The three obvious ones, Virginia, Duke, and North Carolina. And then I'm still not sure Florida State can't be there. I know they had that disappointing loss at North Carolina, but, you know, North Carolina was playing well. Florida State didn't shoot the ball particularly well. Florida State's better than they played in that game. So I still think they're a factor. I mean, again, they got to the Elite Eight last year, so they've been down the road, which I think really helps them. I think it really means that they have a shot. So I mean, if I'm picking teams right now for the Elite Eight, I would be considering four ACC teams, three SEC teams, Gonzaga, Nevada. You know, Nevada went down the road last year. They're a loaded team. The one thing that concerns me is at times they seem a little bit offensively challenged. And it shouldn't be, but it still seems that way. And that worries me a little bit about them. I mean, I think the ultimate dark horse, which we gave you before the year when I put them in my top 25, and which we saw last year, is still Buffalo. I think Buffalo is just a really good team. And they're a team that's absolutely capable of advancing to the Final Four. That's a really good basketball team. They didn't just demolish Arizona last year in the tournament by accident. They demolished Arizona because they're really good. So if I was looking for a dark horse Final Four team, my team would be Buffalo. And I'm not even sure how much of a dark horse they are anymore. I mean, I guess they're still a dark horse technically to reach the Final Four because they're not getting the acclaim of a top 20 team. They're just on the outside of that. But they've played big-name teams. They've beaten big-name teams. They won at Syracuse earlier this year. That's a really good basketball team. That's not a team that's there by accident. So they're a team that I could see making it. Somebody asked me about Gonzaga. I saw it flash a second ago. Look, I still think Gonzaga has as many answers as anybody. I still think this might be Mark Few's year. I thought it would be before the season. And when I look at that team, you have a true point guard. You have a true shooting guard. You have baseline size and talent. You have Hakamura, who's an absolute freak. Obviously, they're well coached. They're a team that has sniffed it and has been as close as you can be. And now, of course, they're not playing the schedule that they were playing earlier this year when they played a who's who of basketball and they traveled all around the country. You know, they're primarily playing league games. Texas is Villanova. Villanova as a team that can win it or a dark horse. You got to give me more info than that. I'm not in love with this Villanova team. I don't see it. I think that they're missing a piece or two. But tell me what exactly you're saying and why. But when I look around the country, I see those seven ACC and SEC teams. I see Gonzaga. Nevada is a good team. And you look at the Big 12, and Kansas looks sort of like toast right now. I mean, I'm not so sure the two best teams in that league right now are like Texas Tech and Kansas State. Texas Tech is playing really good basketball. They just slaughtered Kansas. When I say slaughtered, they beat them by like 30. And they're number one in adjusted defense. And they're playing really good basketball. So if there's a... But that's another league. I think that whole league might be overrated. I don't understand why we're still talking about Oklahoma, but they're in as of now. Lenardi has them in. Everybody else has them in. James says, excellent comparison of Dantley and Williams. I had completely forgotten about Dantley. Yeah, you know what it was, James? I mean, I've watched Williams all year long, and that didn't come to me. It came to me in those two spin dribbles against LSU, because that's a move I saw Dantley make a million times. Catch that ball in the lane, make a quick spin to the basket, and lay it in with his opposite hand, which is what Williams did, which is what Williams did twice. But fundamentally, I think that's about it. Right now, I think the best team in the Big 12 is Texas Tech. I do not like the Big 12 as much as everybody else. I don't like the Big 10 at all. I don't like anybody in the Pac-12. The Pac-12 is an abomination. So, all I see right now, I see 7 ACC and SEC teams. I see Gonzaga. I see Texas Tech. Am I leaving out anybody? I don't think so. People have asked about Houston. Houston's a good team. Could they reach the Final Four? Yes. Could they win a national title? I don't think so. So that's where I see it right now. I think that those are the teams that are in the mix. And again, there's an enormous distinction between winning 4 games and winning 6 games. A lot of teams are capable of winning 4. Winning 6 is an entirely different thing. Winning 6 is an entirely different level. Before we get a break here, let me tell you about my friends at Urban Nirvana. 12 different types of massage to choose from. Something for absolutely everybody. It just doesn't get better. Listen, think about the people in your life who do things for you. Wife, girlfriend, mother. And again, massage is not just for ladies anymore, fellas. We had a gentleman write us a couple weeks ago, Ramon, I remember, and he said that he works 65 to 70 hours a week. Excuse me. And his wife regularly buys him gift certificates to Urban Nirvana, and that without it, he couldn't do it. He just wouldn't recover quickly enough to be able to do his job. So he was really grateful for that. So again, it works both ways. It works in every direction. Massages are for everybody. Think about the people who do things for you in your life. 12 different types of massage at Urban Nirvana, even a prenatal massage that couples have sworn by and have written us and attested to. This is Urban Nirvana. There's also the salon that employs the leading stylists in the Southeast. This is Urban Nirvana. Here's the best part of all. For you, the giver, you just go to urbannirvana.com. You print off your gift certificate right off your computer, and you're done. No more hassle, no more issues. Do it today. Trust me, you will thank me later. Quick break.
From the Priority One Security Studios, we are WCCP, Clemson, Greenville. 105.5, The Roar.
You have cracks in your driveway, sidewalk, or settling pool decks? Why tear it out when you can lift it? Canty Foundation Specialists can raise concrete slabs back to its original position using our patented PolyLevel process. Call Canty today at 864-475-1671. Don't replace it, raise it. 475-1671, or visit us at cantyfoundationsc.com.
Rooster's Men's Grooming Center believes a man deserves a space of his own when it comes to grooming. Rooster's offers the charm and comfort of a classic American barbershop, but updated to accommodate the 21st century man. Our professional stylists and barbers will make sure you receive the customized barbershop experience through classic haircuts, shaves, and products that reaffirm what it means to look and feel great. Rooster's at the Plaza on Pelham. Book your appointment today at 884-8920. Great road.